Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 750. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we were finishing off last shiur in reference to swallowing. Somebody made a bracha. Not just on Hamoitzi, even though our simin, which is Kuf Samach Zayin, is the halachas of Hamoitzi in general, but it goes in anything, for anything. Once you make a bracha on a food, a regular food that you eat, I'm not talking about a candy right now and these type of things, but the regular food that you eat, one has to be careful to swallow before you talk out. I just want to read from the Bir Halacha, actually, in Kuf Samach Zayin. We finished it off last year with Lamaisa. We came to the Halacha Lamaisa on this, but how the Bir Halacha brings it down, how careful one has to be. He says like this, that one has to be careful not to talk out Achi Yivla, and he brings this down in the Bir Halacha, Divrei Maskal. And he says over there, Ad Sheyivla, one should not talk out, Ad Sheyivla, until they swallow. I'll call upon him at least a little. And he says, like I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, that's what he says in the Bir Halacha. In other words, you don't have to swallow who knows how much. You don't have to eat the whole meal before you talk out, but at least to swallow a little. We'll see soon in reference to a kazayis, but that's already much easier. But be it as it may, just make sure you swallow a little. And then we quoted he brought in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chayyadam says, Avilu leibola raka tam, even if somebody just swallowed at least a taste from the food, that's in their mouth from the chewing, they would not have to re-say again the bracha. But he says, just to read real quickly, how he says, that you have to be very careful with this. Like we mentioned, to say the one who chews is not really considered, while you're chewing the food, you're not really considered, in other words, that a person already ate it. So therefore, if somebody made a bracha and they're chewing the food and they spoke out, according to the Magen Avraham Eliyahu Rabbah, l'chayru one would have to remake a bracha. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. But the bottom line is, we do have to keep in mind halacha l'maisa, that he says, ach harbe, again, all in the spirit halacha, ach harbe achreinim, kasfu, da'afsha l'chadchila bevadei tzaruch lizor bezeh, that definitely l'chadchila, right, one has to be very careful. One have to, preferably, obviously, l'chadchila, one has to be very careful in this inyan. We call makam, but the evid, if somebody spoke out, right, they started chewing the food and they spoke out, whatever the reason was, they had to talk out. Is at the time that they're actually chewing the food. The bottom line is you would not have to make over the bracha, because be it as it may, we do say that the halisa gam kein aschola dachilahi, the chewing is the beginning of the eating. Okay, I just wanted to, you know, make it clear that we have an understanding how important it actually is, because you see it constantly, people, they make a bracha, they're chewing, as they're chewing, they're already schmoozing, they're talking, one should be careful, swallow, take at least one swallow of the food, and then you could talk, do what you have to do. And we're not getting into the whole, there is such a concept of actually, halacha lemaisa, not to talk while food is in one's mouth. Okay, well, maybe we'll get to that. But this is just plain and simple as far as a hefsik, making a hafsaka, a real true interruption between the bracha and the food going down the chute, as they say, the food going down the throat. So it's a very, very important thing to keep in mind. Now, I just want to continue on with that, moving in as far as a kazayas. So let's say somebody's eating bread, right? You made the hamotzi, everything beautiful. You took the bite, fine, and now you swallowed. Do you have to swallow a kazayas? As we know, you need a kazayas for benching, right? And you need a kebeya, actually, l'chadchila, for sure. You need a kebeya for what? For the actual netilas adayim, for the washing, and to be able to bench, you have to eat a kazayas, bechdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period, and so on. We've spoken about all those halachas. Now, do I have to swallow it right away before I talk out? Is that a problem, or is that something to consider it? So says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkat Lamed Hey, again, now it's Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Sifkat Lamed Hey, Omnon Ein Tzorech Sheyechel Davka Shir Kazayis. That, again, L'chadchila for sure, you don't have to, Ein Tzorech Sheyechel Davka Shir Kazayis, you don't have to swallow a Shir Kazayis, Koidim Sheydaber, before you talk out. In other words, to be Makayim, this whole halacha, as not to have a hefsik, not to have a halachic interruption between the Hamoitzi, or any bracha, and the eating, so just to swallow a little bit will be enough. You don't have to go ahead and swallow a kezayis before you talk out. Dafilu imochel, he says further in Sifkat Lamed Hey, dafilu imochel rak poches mekezayis. Even if somebody swallowed less than a kezayis, right? Achar habracha, they made the bracha, they swallowed less than a kezayis. It's chashiva achila le'inyin zeh. It would still classify as a halachic eating. Now we want to understand everything that we say, not everything we say, but when we're learning these halachas, what is the halachic status of this? What is the halachic status of that, right? What is the halachic status of not having a hefsik between the bracha and the eating? And that is swallowing the food, l'chatchila for sure. And even a small amount, even less than a kezayis. So that's what he says. Chashiva hachila linyin zeh, demut ledaber achakach imhut sarach lakach. In other words, like this. So if you have to talk out, after at least you swallowed, took one swallow of a small amount, you could talk out. V'shaloi b'makam atchak, oh, but then he goes on to say, you know, an extra thing, if it's not, so that's all b'makam adchak. Somebody asks you something, whatever, what time is it, they're in a rush, whatever the case might be, so halachically, you have to make sure you swallow. You take a quick swallow, and then you could talk out if you have to tell somebody something. Somebody asks you the time, somebody, whatever the case might be, and you have to talk, you have to say a quick thing, not to have a whole schmooze, we'll see in a minute, but if it's a quick thing, somebody, you have to answer somebody something, swallow, then you answer. Fine. So that's what he says. V'shaloi b'makam adchak, but now let's say, no, nobody's asking me, there's no major emergency, I just want to schmooze with my friend, right? I just want to talk, I just want to, whatever the case is, oh, I want to go over and say hello to your uncle, or whatever the case is. It's not the makam atchak, right? It's not a little bit of a pressing situation, if you want to call it. So says the Mishabura, important point. Toiv sheyoichal metchila shir kezayis. It's a good thing to eat first a kezayis. In other words, before you talk out, it's good to eat a kezayis. Now it's not halacha lemaisa whereby, well, we'll say if you don't eat a kezayis, you have a sin of having an interruption, and or maybe you have to make over the bracha. No, that's not the case over here. It's a good thing. It's a good thing, says the Mishnah Berurah. There's no pressing need over here whereby you have to talk out or you have to answer somebody something, right? So just stam like this, preferably toiv sheyochel metchila shir kezayis. Good thing to first eat a kezayis and then talk out. You want to go shmooze, you want to go say hello, you want to go whatever the case is. It's no pressing need. It's not v'shaloi b'makam hadchak toiv sheyochel metchila shir kezayis. It's a good thing to eat first a kezayis and then talk out for obvious reasons, because of the fact, right, like this, you know, you're covered. You got your kezayis down the chute, as they say. You ate your kezayis. It's less than b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period. You didn't talk out. We're assuming you ate it right away. And like this, you know, you're covered for the benching and at least b'di'eved for the washing. Also, kezayis is good even for washing b'di'eved. L'chadchila, you're supposed to have a kebeya, an egg's worth. And that's... So that's as far as to do it, you know, 100%, as they say in English. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.